and you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Brian is here with me today.
Word up.
To your mother, straight thugging. this is not a good day today. So I came into CITR kind of not late, but not as early as I usually come in, and that's totally my fault. I'm sorry.
It's just interesting. The three times I've been on your show, we've had problems with timing.
We've had problems. When you say we've had problems with timing, does that mean I've always been late?
That's a diplomatic way of putting it. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm just thinking maybe I'm a jinx.
Maybe I can buy your love.
With chocolate. Wait. No, you can't.
No. Oh. Well, I'm sure I can think of something.
Okay.
But anyways, I didn't do my show last week because last week was International Women's Day, and I didn't have the time to really put something together. So thank you to Aaron for filling in for me. Yes, that's I speak English. Speak English good.
I also find it ironic that it was International Women's Day and you didn't like DJ and you had a man do it.
Well, he played like an hour of women related punk rock and street punk and stuff. So it would have been a better show like having him do it than me last minute trying to put something together. So, you know, whatever. There's always next year. what was I trying to say? Oh, I was trying to explain how I wasn't really prepared for the subtle changes around the station. We've had a few technical difficulties.
There's no monitors. There's a radio for a monitor.
Yeah, we're using a stereo. You can't turn the mic off. You can only turn the volume down.
The turntables are borked.
Are they?
Yeah, apparently.
Where?
The latest.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure something out. It doesn't matter. So if there are a lot of maybe, I don't know, awkward moments.
More than usual.
Yeah. It's only, yeah. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't even try to make excuses. This should just be like a warning. There are going to be some awkward times. Just in general.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And maybe to help fill those awkward times, maybe some of you can give us a call and maybe fill up dead air.
Maybe if you wanted to give us a call. I might be so busy freaking out that I won't answer, but maybe you should try anyways. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can also check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What else? Oh, last Friday, Brian and I and a whole bunch of our friends... We went to see 300 and it was that good. It was so good. Oh, like I can't even, oh my God. I can't even like begin to talk about it.
Sparta.
It was so good. It was so worth it. I bought tickets online like the night before, which was a good thing because the show ended up selling out like the morning of. But
also, don't trust the staff at the Paramount to tell you where to go because we totally lined up for the wrong showing and it wasn't our fault. It was the pimply ass geek at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so. But it was still so good.
We were sitting behind.
What was my favorite? What?
Well, no, continue your anecdote.
I was just going to talk about how we were sitting behind that row of excitable nerds.
Excitable nerds.
Excitable nerds, please shut up.
Sit down, excitable nerds.
No, the whole movie was so great, and I just I don't really know where I'm going with this, but you guys should go watch it if you haven't already. I want to go watch it again. I need to.
Frank Miller doesn't appear in it, but it's okay. He was in Sin City, but he wasn't in 300.
He was in Sin City?
He was the preacher.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Maybe I just revealed too much of my knowledge as... Anyway!
It's okay. It's all right. You're a nerd.
Mwah.
It's all good. We should have saved this conversation for, like, the end when, like, the Inksteads were coming in.
No, like...
Well, we can always talk about it again.
like we have trouble coming up with nerdy things to talk about.
Exactly. Oh, God. Life. we have a bit of... Yep. What?
Nothing.
Are you alluding to our set of brutality that we have coming up?
That will come up soon.
Yep, we have that coming up soon. We have some pop punk stuff to play. I have a couple of shows to talk about. Two exciting shows coming up, Social Distortion and Teenage Head. Both going to be quite cool. And, yep, other shows coming up that I'll talk about soon. What do I have coming up now? Did I even queue anything up? What is that? That's nothing. No, I didn't. We're going to listen to... I don't know, Brian. What do you want to listen to?
The Queers.
The Queers? We can listen to The Queers. Is this new? I would assume this is new. This is an album called Monkey Brain by The Queers. They've been around for a god-awful long time. Is that just me? Or has it been a while? I don't know. But we're going to play The Queers, and then perhaps we'll jump into a set of brutality, maybe. I don't know.
We'll get our throwdown on.
Yeah, we'll start throwing down hardcore style. Brown will start doing the windmill, pick up the change, floor punching.
I am already X'd up.
Yes. Oh, God. I'm going to shoot myself right now.
Bang!
Cause I think I'm in a panic and my brain is really getting fried. The kids are getting dumber and it's really not a stunner cause the evidence supports my mind. I mentioned German measles cause my buddy's name is Weasel and the only word I found to rhyme. But lately I've been thinking that this ain't my line of business and I'm just about to lose my mind. I gotta tell you that the level of discourse was pretty bad to start with and it's getting worse.
The next song that I want to play, the next song that we're going to play, it's a bit lengthy, it's a couple minutes long, but God, I have to play it. It's called Two Snakes. Looking for a banner and a shield, Black Sun, Two Snakes.
Join this one.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Coming up now, why didn't I tell you what I played first? That was Alkaline Trio off of their split EP with Hot Water Music. That song was called Queen of Pain. Prior to that, I played Fucked Up off of their album Hidden World. That song was called Two Snakes. Two Snakes. If you ever want to know, find out what I played. Oh, right. Thank you. Sorry. On my show, you can do so online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Ow, ow, ow. Ow.
Maybe you shouldn't play with your tunnel while on the air.
I know, but it's all crusty. I tried to get... it's been a while since, like, I've been getting my ears stretched. It's been, like, 8 weeks since my last stretch, so I went in to get them stretched again, and it didn't work, and my left ear tore, and it's kind of bleeding and gross now.
You shouldn't pick at it.
Fine, stop. Jeez. I don't know why I had to share that, but now you all know.
It's gross. It's yellow and red.
No, it's not. It looks totally, perfectly fine.
It's totally dripping all over.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's on the mixer. Oh,
Brian, it's perfect. Jesus.
You can't see anything. You're fine.
Exactly. Just shut up.
Hey.
Shut up.
Hey.
What did I want to... Oh, I'm on air because I had a request for Against Me. And so, I don't know. I like to tell people when it's a request. Just because. This is a request for Against Me. I'm playing their... latest release. This is a live album called Live from London, Americans Abroad, or something like that. What are you doing? Oh, okay, okay. This is a live version of Pints of Guinness Make You Strong on CITR.
Esquina ruda, la plaza. On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents Live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. It's a love to spy, a strange winds blow.
To lust we're raging low.
Shoot.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle.
And I'm Brian.
And I'm, that's right. That was the Clorox Girls off of their album This Dimension. That song was called Can't Stand My Face. Prior to that, Teenage Head off of their LP Endless Party, which is a live album. That song was called Let's Go to Hawaii. Before that, Black Lips off of... Do you want to say it? Los Valientes del Mundo Nuevo? Nuevo? Mundo Nuevo? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, that one, that song was called M.I.A. Prior to that, I played Against Me off of Americans Abroad Live in London. That song was called Pints of Guinness Make You Strong. And then, yes. That's what I start off the set with. What was I going to say? Oh, a couple of those bands. Actually, all those bands I played except for the Black Lips. So, Against Me, Teenage Head, and the Clorox Girls are all coming to Vancouver very soon to play a show, not together. But if you listen closely, I'm about to tell you about certain shows going around in and around Vancouver that perhaps you might be interested in. Maybe?
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Of course.
Say so.
What did I start off with? Against Me. They are playing a show with the Riverboat Gamblers at the Croatian Cultural Center. And a wonderful little venue. That is an all-ages show. That's happening March 27th. That is...
Very soon. 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks. About 2 weeks from now. Then after that, we have Pepper, the Mad Caddies, and Supervillains playing at Richards on Richards. March 30th. Beginning of April. No means no. What? Pepper?
Yeah.
What? Oh, really?
Is it sold out?
Is it?
No.
I'm not sure.
Mad Caddies?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. No Means No is playing with Married to Music and the Jolts at the Red Room April 4th. The Belladines, the Parallels, the Manipulators, and DJ Bryce Dunn. That show is happening Pub 340 April 7th. The Ponies are coming to play here in Vancouver with Deer Hunter. That is happening April 11th at Richards on Richards. The Clorox Girls, who I just played, are playing with the Transmitters and the Red Dawns April 14th at Pat's Pub. Oh, and then after that, Social Distortion, who maybe I'll play today, maybe next week. Social Distortion is playing with the Black Halos and I Hate Kate April 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. I've missed them the past few times that they've come through town, and I thought that this time I will go to see Social Distortion, but no.
No,
I have a final exam at 8:30 the next morning and then another exam the following day. So there's no way that I could go to the show. And it kind of makes me sad, and I cry a little on the inside when I think about it. So, the Bouncing Souls are also coming. They're playing with Strike Anywhere and the Loved Ones beginning of May. That is May 6th at Richards on Richards. And the other band that I play, Teenage Head, they are coming to play a show in Vancouver. They are playing at the Red Room May 12th. And that's actually going to be an early show. And the only other band playing that night is the Transmitters, so it's definitely a show worth checking out because you never know when they're going to play again. I, for one, never thought that I would be able to see Teenage Head play in my lifetime, but here we go.
There you are.
There we are. What else is going on? Not much.
No.
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 Nothing. You have anything to talk about?
How was the CITR Bash this last Saturday? Good. It was good. It was fun. There were bands playing, and you didn't go, did you?
I don't remember what I was doing. I'm so terrible. Like, I've had, like, the stupidest month. You know what? I'm not even going to try to make up excuses because it's always lame when people do that. I'm sorry. I didn't go.
Yeah, it's not good.
I feel so terrible. But, you know, hey, we got the results from the fun drive and everything. If you look at that, list over there, there's, like, a buttload of shows here on CITR that didn't raise any money. So shame on those people.
Whereas We've All Fall Down had three callers call in.
I think.
Three people for $90.
Something like that, yeah. It was actually, like, I ended up somewhere in the middle. I think the highest raiser was Breakfast with the Browns, I believe. Yes.
Oui, c'est ça.
Yes. They raised over, like, $800 or something. Which is pretty crazy. With how many pledges did they get? Breakfast at the Browns. How many, Robin? Eight. They got eight people phone in, and they raised like over $800.
Maybe it was just a way of collecting gambling debts.
Wait,
I got two.
That's Robin.
I only got three, so I don't know what's wrong with that.
That's what everyone says. So everyone's like, I know I got more than that.
Well, I know all the people that did it.
Oh, there we go. What do I have coming up next? I have the Riptides. I have the Riptides coming up next off of their album Hang Out. This is a song called Detention, and then perhaps after that, we might try to scare Robin away with a little set of brutality.
Word.
Word up. On. There we go. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Brian's here. But Robin is here as well. The Ink Studs, Ink Stud, actually, singular, is coming up next. Crap.
Like, balls.
Cocks and balls.
Balls act.
I just played. They're a pretty good band.
It's a town in Alberta, too. Every time we drove by it, I'd giggle.
I live in Balzac. That was Converge off of their album You Fail Me. That song was called Dropout. Before that, Comeback Kid off of their latest album Broadcasting. That was the title track. And I started off that set with the Riptides off of Hang Out. That song was called Detention. My playlist I posted online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I am going to leave you off now with one more song by number one. Gangsta number one.
Brat, brat.
God. This is by Architects off their album Nightmares. I'm leaving you off now with a song called Minesweeper. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks to everyone that tuned in and phoned in this week. I will be back in 1 week or so. Maybe Brian will be here. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll be dead. Maybe I'll break up his arm.
I'll be here.
Okay.
I'm suffocated with my farts.
That was Robin. I have nothing to say anymore. This is Architects on CITR.
Ah!